Log Talk Radio.
Bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you and you, wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. You have the men of standards singing there that, Lord, I'm standing in your will. And that's our whole effort always and all the time to, amen, to be in God's true will. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, stretch your hand of the limits, find seated hand on every part. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. You've spoken your word, created the heavens and the earth. And Lord, we thank you. Not only that, but Lord, we thank you for your love for mankind, oh God, regardless of whoever we are. Lord, you know you have invested too much, oh man, to up across the love that you have for us is beyond our comprehension. Lord, we ask you now to bless the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they are. Oh, God, give them the inspiration and direction through your Holy Spirit, oh, God, to continue to grow in you. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole with this the subject, What is Christian Salt? What is Christian salt? Amen. We are always, those of you that have been with us constantly, you know we always, amen, give out every code in the last four digits of the telephone number, amen. But we don't try to fight or argue any scriptures or faith or belief. Amen. You are drawn here, but not by mistake. But we believe always in this broadcast, you come here that your spiritual growth and go forward, that you be successful in Christ. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend to call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Our desire always, amen, to that we discuss things from a grassroots level, that we all can grow thereby and through our biblical experience in Christ. We're always saying that in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That a friend will sharpen the countenance of his friends. In other words, you have a saying, I have a saying. Amen. And whatever it might be, amen, that a saying, a song, a word, a scripture can help you get full understanding of your walk with Christ and your spiritual walk as a Christian. Amen. Proverbs 24:6, it said, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. So out of two or three witnesses, Jesus also made a statement. Amen. Two or three of us begin to say the same thing, and you know, then that's your right decision. We don't know each other. We haven't seen each other, many of us. Amen. But what's being discussed, amen, it can help you make your right decision. Proverbs 24:16 talks about, for a just man falleth down seven times, and he can rise up again. Amen. He's not out there testing God. Amen. He's out there. He's not out there determined to make mistakes and see where God help him. No, things can happen in his life. Amen. Things can happen. You can make the bad decisions or the information you have been given. Amen. Also, amen, your surroundings and your people and your association, amen, can cause you to make bad decisions. And the third one, which we're all dealing with, amen, the weather, the environment, amen, is going on now. Health, amen, can create problems for us. So there are three ways we can run into problems and situations. Amen. But God got it all. God got it all. He's able to turn all things around. Amen. What we're discussing, amen, is a common part, amen, of many of you know about salt. You put salt in the food, it preserves things. Amen. Makes food taste better. Amen. But if you have too much of it, amen, it can create problems. It creates situations. So Jesus had made a statement, amen, concerning that we are the salt of the world. Amen. In other words, as Christian, we have a purpose in life. You have a purpose. Amen. He saved you. Amen. He gave you a responsibility. And many times, sometimes we forget because there's so much going on in the land. So many different religions are showing up. People are showing up everywhere. Because Jesus said it would be. He said in the last days there would be many, many false teachers and many different crises. People saying that they are the Messiah. They are this, they are that. And you should be thankful, amen, that you have a right mind, amen, to understand the difference, amen, those that are lying and those that are out there trying to steal their soul into false teaching and false lying, cause them to be lost. So it's a blessing, amen. So you have a responsibility to spread that information. You have a responsibility. Amen. Notice what Jesus said in St. John 5, the 17th chapter, according to St. John and the beloved John. And John recorded only strictly seven miracles. He recorded certain writings and things to let you know that Jesus is God. And not only that, amen, but to help you develop a better walk with him through Christ, through his teaching and through his recording. Notice in St. John, the 17th chapter, we're going to start off there. And the 15th verse, we're going to read a portion of St. John 17, amen, out of the King James Bible, out of the King James Bible. And we have to make a point about the King, these different Bibles. Please get you a King James Bible first. Get you the cornerstone, amen, a biblical translation first. Call it the King James. It's written on a fifth grade level. It's written for the common believer, amen, was written by King James during the time, amen, and is written for a common understanding. But these translators, amen, one there's one or two, amen, they translated this Bible, amen, that you can get the true words Amen. It's one thing to try to break things down for the common man. The Bible translates itself. It clarifies itself in the content. Amen. You just get your Bible dictionary and concordance. Amen. And you can see the difference in your growth. You can see the difference in your faith when you begin to use the King James Bible. Amen. The original King James Bible. Yes, there's so many out there. There's so many different books out there. And you always, on this program, you always hear me express, amen, about the King James Bible, how important it is. Amen. For your spiritual growth now, for your spiritual growth, amen. Notice in St. John 17, amen, Jesus is talking here, amen, and John, the beloved, is recording Apostle John 17, and these are words spake Jesus. He lifts up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the works which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Notice that, before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me, and I pray for them. Notice this now. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them that thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures may be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I spoke in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. The world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that I should take them out of the world. Read this again. I pray not that they should take them out of the world, but they should keep them from evil. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. Notice the 15th verse. Jesus said, I pray that you take them not of the world, out of the world. And you know, when I studied and read that, amen, over the years, and that was well, Lord, I'm ready to leave here because of the fact that, you know, once you come in Christ, and you begin to see all the evil and the problems and the conditions of the world, and you think you'd be so thankful God had given you a mind and saved you. But Jesus said, I'm praying And Lord, you don't take them out of the world. In other words, they have a purpose. Jesus had fulfilled his purpose, and we have a purpose. And God has a purpose for you, and your purpose, amen, to be salt. Your purpose is to prolong this world, your family, your friends, your cousins, amen, your uncle, your children, people on your job, amen, to hold them to accountability, amen, to love God, to stay with God, to seek God, to know who Jesus is through your life, through your walking, your talking, to your daily activities, amen. And how do you do that? And what is your guidelines? Your guidelines is God's commandments. God's commandments. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, amen. 1 John 5 and 7, amen, begin to tell us that, amen. 1 John, 5th chapter, in the first 2 or 3 verses, say, whosoever believes that Jesus is a Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, the begotten of him. And this we know, that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. And if we love God, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So what is his job? What is your job? How can you be preserving the world, the family, giving them direction and showing them that there's a real God that created the world and everything in it is about keeping God's commandments in your daily walk, in your daily walk with you. You get up in the morning, amen, you go to your job, amen, and you see there's so much chaos going on, amen, you become a peacemaker. Amen. You come in praying. Maybe you come in, amen, with a smile on your face. And they want to know, after a while, they're going to see by your action, amen, because you don't play the lottery, you don't curse, you know, you're not lying. Because what? You're following the commandments of God. You're following the commandments of God. And those that fight against, amen, the Ten Commandments, amen. Jesus, back in the gospel according to John, Jesus said, I was with God before the world. Jesus is God, walking the world. Amen. He came among his own. Jesus came among his own creation and began to show the world that he is God. He is God. And that was the problem the Pharisees had with him, that he was blaspheming. They say he was blaspheming because he was around there walking around saying he's God in the flesh. And that they could not stand that. That's why they wanted to kill him. Amen. Say, what? He's saying that before Abraham was, I am that I am. And before Abraham, and I saw Abraham. And they couldn't take that. Amen. So what is your purpose, amen, in this world? Amen. After you come into Christ and you begin to study the word of God, and you begin to understand, amen, you don't stop working. You don't stop educating yourself. You don't quit your job, amen, and hibernate, amen, and just live on the Bible and don't work. Don't take care of your children, amen. Don't take care of your family, amen. No, you don't stop all of, you don't stop that, amen. You continue your daily life. But your attitude is different. Amen. Amen. Your character and your lifestyle begin to change because of what? God has come into your life. 1 John 4:4, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You begin to start a new life at the same location, the same address, the same job, the same house, the same last name. You start a whole new lifestyle, and it's a slow process because it comes through education. Amen. Renewing your mind, Paul said, we have to renew our mind. Amen. Prove it out. Amen. In Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, The Lord gave him commandments. Amen. And he began to say, Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, 6th verse, he said, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Many of us, amen, when you came to Christ, we had some type of image we were serving, some type of image we worshiped, some type of image that we carried around to help us. Amen. You feel that you was lucky. All of it had to be luck. Amen. That you were successful. Amen. You utilize, amen, false gods. You utilize gods in heaven and gods on the earth and in the sky, the graven images. Amen. You utilize all of that, the god of the water, the land, the sea, the air, the trees, something you carried around, you worshiped, you prayed to. Amen. And that's what got us in trouble as humanity. Amen. The devil wanted his worship. He came to try to destroy mankind because he wanted people to worship him. Amen. So all of these different idol worshipers and all of this false worshiping and images is from the devil. It's from the occult groups and groups claiming that God doesn't exist, that God's son never exists. And we have to turn that over. And when you start tearing up the occults, pages and books, and start buying and selling, amen. And that's what happened to God called Abraham. He called Abraham and his father-in-law. They was making images. They were selling that. That was a bit bread and butter. And God called him out of that. God called him out of that. Amen. And your commandments, the commandment is still true today. It's still true today. Where you had stopped, where you have to go back, and the Bible said, Deuteronomy 5 and 16, honor thy father and thy mother. Amen. That thy days may be long upon the land. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. All these are the guidelines that God people do, amen, and don't do. Amen. They don't do these things, but they tell people and encourage people, listen, this is not godly what you're trying to do. And that's what you call a word, amen, in due time. You're helping people, amen. Many have lost hope. They have tried everything, amen. But as now you can encourage them to try Jesus, amen, to try his words. Amen. That's why we stress so much about the right Bible, King James Bible. In 1 John 5 and 21, and the ending of that chapter, amen, the ending of that book, because it's written to Christians, all the whole Bible written to Christians, amen. But he noticed what he said, little children, keep yourself from idols, amen, worshiping other things. Other men, other women, amen, money, power, amen, and put your mind in Christ, amen, learning more about him, and as you do and express yourself to others, they begin to see a change in your life. And where they was being discouraged, where they see that their success is falling apart, where someone have lied to them, they begin to see more about you. And you never know who's watching you and who's listening to you. Amen. And that will preserve their life. That's what salt does. Salt preserves food. There's so much salt in preservative and food today, amen, and we could consume too much, amen, begin to affect, amen, your blood pressure, begin to affect your life. You need it. You need it the right amount, amen. But that's why Christian, wherever you are, amen, Christ-like, wherever you are, it means something. it means something to the world. You can preserve and help people. Amen. You can tell a person, amen, don't do this. Don't take your life. It's not worth it. Amen. They can see this and, well, all I have is that I have lost it. I don't know where to go or what to do, who to talk to. And you can encourage them to listen. Jesus loved you unconditionally. He cared for your life. John 3:16 is about plain life. God come that we might have life and have it more here on earth abundantly. But the main thing with the church, he come to have life. Yes, once you accept him, then you'll see you have not only you have life in heaven and in earth, on this earth that God care about you here on earth. He care about you. So your next step, amen, is how to live as a Christian. Amen. That's what he's saying. He's saying Jesus was talking, amen, God's people make a difference in Matthew 5:13. Say, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, amen. If the salt has lost its savor, where it should be salted, amen. You are the strength that preserve people alive. You're the one that makes the difference when you walk in the room. You're the one make the difference when you make a comment, amen, a godly comment, amen. I mean, you're the one makes the difference, amen. Your walk and your talk, you might not think so, but it does. It does. And the ones that you say, listen, why don't you come and go to Christ, or can we pray with you? And all of a sudden, you watch their face, they watch their opinion, amen, because they know what you stand for, amen. So while you've been living this time and you might not think, amen, you got a purpose, everybody's not a preacher, everybody's not a teacher, everybody's not an apostle, a pastor, a prophet, amen. God knows. You preserve the whole food chain. You preserve the whole world. Amen. You're important. You're a blessing to people. Amen. Just to come in, sometimes people just want to be around you, shake your hand, just to talk. Amen. You don't have to talk Bible all the time. You just live Bible. You just live it. Amen. People will see the difference. Amen. You don't believe it? Just watch the friends that, amen, knew, amen, used to associate with, and their whole mannerism, their whole concept and, amen, agenda was wrong. And now you come and you begin to talk with them. They don't want to be around your concept. They don't have time for you. So you know there's a change that happened in your life, amen, and when they watch you and be around you, they don't want to change. They don't want to hear what you got to say. Amen. So you know you're salt. You know you're preserving. You know you're trying to help. Amen. You know your family. Your family know you done changed. Your family know you done changed. People around you know you have changed. Amen. Your whole focus on life now, your ideas and situation begin to change. Begin to change. And so when you begin to interject ideas and do things, people watch you. That's salt. Amen. But when you begin to follow wrong teaching, amen, and that's what the enemy desire to do. We have to put him in the equation. The devil desire, amen, to stop you from following God's commandments, following God's instruction, because you help other people. You help. That's why Jesus said, Lord, I pray that you don't take them out of the world. Don't take them out. Oh, God, don't take me out. Oh, Lord, I want to go. No, don't take them out, because they can help somebody. You can help somebody. Maybe one little prayer. One little prayer. Amen. One comment, one call, one letter. Amen. One text. Amen. Somebody email somebody. Amen. And they say, oh, Well, here come that Christian brother again. Oh, here she comes. Oh, I ain't got time for that. It turns the whole picture around. Let them see that there's a hope. There's a hope, amen, in life. Life has hope, amen. So the commandments of God, the commandments of God is what you following, your commandments of God, you living, your community, amen. You might be, amen, in the government system. You might be in the school system, medical field, amen. You might be in construction field, amen. Whatever field you in, you makes the difference for being there. If you know other groups and other false religions, amen, and you know they are wrong, amen, and they want to be recognized, they want to be, amen, even in prison, they want to be recognized, amen. They spoils people's life. And you're the one standing there and say, no, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I don't believe in this. I believe in the Bible. I believe in this. You bringing salt. Yes, you are. You preserving. You might not know, but you have preserved somebody's life. You have saved somebody's life. That's what salt does. Salt saves, amen, foods and products, amen. It preserves the food be consumed by customers. The right amount, amen. All right, as always, we always go over to the line and we always open up the studio. And those of you who have been for the first time, we thank you for calling in and being with us. Amen. Here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And get this program again. Amen. On your laptop or your iPad. Amen. And you also go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Our website. Amen. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can see these broadcasts. Amen. Facebook, we have a program there. Amen. JCI Ministries. Amen. So we thank God for you and you and you. Right now we're going to open up the phone lines like we normally do, going down the broadcast. Amen. Asking your comments. And what we try to do is help each other, help someone. Amen. God a blessing. He blessed the righteous. That's the ones that righteousness means. Amen. His commandments, his living according to God's word and what you know, amen, is right in God's eyesight. That's righteousness. Amen. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. I think we have a couple of lines already open. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. All right, we're at 561, the last 4 digits, 6193. God bless you.
Bishop, how are you? This is Deacon Jerry O'Brien, a person that really loved your teaching, because I had the privilege of learning from you, and you have taught me a lot during these times. And as I go to my Bible, I went to John, as you have said, the 18th verse, 18th chapter, and I'm starting at the first verse. When Jesus has spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cilion, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. How did Judas already know the place? That's the question I want to ask you.
All right. All right. God bless you.
I caught you off balance.
You come.
Come flower.
No, you ain't called. We opened up. We got some of the students on the line. Amen. This is the time we open it up. Amen. Along with you had. You're at St. John 18 and what now? 18?
18, the first
Amen.
Verse. From the first to
All
the
right.
third.
Okay. And we're going to open it up for the our students on the line. Amen. And this is Judas here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the 12. One of the 12. All right.
Yes,
and we're going to hold. Don't hang up. Just hold on. The technician going to put you, hold you right there. But now we got to click in. We're going to click at another caller at 561.
Okay.
1413. All right. And we're going to go to that caller. Amen. All right,
praise the
you.
Lord,
yes.
everybody
yes.
in Blog Talk Radio Land. God bless you, Bishop. God bless every beautiful student, blood-bought believer on the line. I'm excited. I have something I want to say, but I love what was asked, and I would like to answer that question. Judas knew, because he'd been with them before, and he knows there's different places the Lord frequents. So he was able to tell the enemy, well, they're going to be over there. So when at this certain time, then I'm going to go, and when y'all come, I'm going to greet them with a kiss. And that's going to be the high sign. See, it always be the one closest to you that knows your business. So you got to watch those that want to be in your business. Just give them enough for to be a witness, but not to know your business. Good God. We got to watch okay. as well as pray.
Praise God. Bless you, bless you. All right, God bless you. Amen. We got all right, we can keep going. We got another comment. Amen. It was wonderful. Amen. Judas was there. Amen. The disciples, everywhere Jesus, they did not stop association with anyone. That's, you know, once you come to Christ, you don't stop associating with anyone. Amen. You don't hibernate and hide out because you're a Christian. God wants you to rub shoulders. Amen. That's how you put salt in food. You put salt in food, keep the food alive, keep the food fresh and tasty. Amen. So Judas was right there. Oh, yeah, he know he was a treasure. Amen. He kept everything. He knows. But the thing is, bad teaching got to Judas. He lost his salt. Amen. He was good for nothing then. He was on the wrong side of the table then. Amen. So, amen. That's God moves around. Jesus, them, they moved around with different people. And so when we come in Christ, we constantly moving. We constantly talking to others. Amen. And sharing our understanding and sharing. They want to know. They want to know why you accept this, your opinion of that, your opinion of this. Amen. All right. I don't want to go too far on this because this now we in the studio for to open it up to the public. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. And with our discussion, we're always willing to accept other comments because we're here to help each other. We are here to help each other. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. Amen. Amen. And that's one book. Amen. That you can make a note to try to read. Amen. The book of Proverbs, a chapter every day. Every day. It's 30 chapters in Proverbs. If you read a book, a chapter each day, and you see how much wisdom you'll get out of it. Amen. Be surprised. Be surprised to help you in your decision making, to help you in your association. And you be a very wise person in Christ, as ever Proverbs and Solomon. All right, we're here. Amen. Jesus said we're the salt of the world. We are the salt. Amen. We are the ones. Amen, that makes the difference. And you be surprised. Amen. You are the ones, when you hear people say, well, don't stop preaching to me now. Or they make comments, oh, I, I know that's your church. You are making a difference in this decision. You are, amen, you have come in to the thought pattern that the enemy had brought in. The devil always twists the word. Amen. That's one of his, that's one of his main, what you call deception, is misleading. He mislead, misdirect. He knows about the scripture now. Because the scriptures is what was said about Jesus. Jesus came in the scriptures. All the Bible consists of scriptures. It consists of scriptures. Amen. And we as Bible believers, amen, Jesus, amen, he did everything God told him to do. He came in God's will. He knew what his outcome of his life was going to be. He knew he had to rub shoulders with the Pharisees, the lawyers, amen, the Sadducees, the Herodians, amen, the occults, amen, the liars and the backbiters. They take his word, everything he said, they twist it. They twist it. Remember how we was in class in school, they had a little thing about in school that called musical chairs. Amen. They put about 20 chairs out. Everybody stand behind the chairs. And at the same time, you'll sit down in the chair. Then somebody make the teacher give you a comment. And everybody have to pass it around, whisper in another person's ear. And it comes all the way back around to the end. To the end. Amen. And then we see what the comment is. I mean, you'd be surprised how words slip, how words go. And that's the enemy, his desire. His desire is that he can twist your thinking, and the warfare is in your mind. If he can get your mind off of what your value, what you really are in Christ, amen, being an honest, steadfast Christian in Christ, keeping God's commandments, It's so. Yes, we have problems in the church. Yes, the disciples had problems. Yes, they did. They had problems in the church. Amen. In the book of Acts, this 15th chapter, they had a big old problem there about circumcision. And some said you couldn't be a Christian. You couldn't be a Christian unless you be circumcised. And they brought that law in. Amen. They brought that in. Amen. And they had a big meeting. They had to discuss it. They had to discuss it. And it boiled down to tell them that they don't be eating. They read a letter out to the brethren and said they stay away from idol worship. There it is again. Idol worship, your birthmark, things you bow down from, the things you believe in, fornication. Amen. Strange and be involved in strange things and eating blood. Amen. All of that you be involved in. When you came to Christ, your eating pattern, your worshiping pattern, amen, the things that you love to do, you had to change it. And when you start changing up, people recognize it. And you start affecting people's lives. All right, we're talking about salt. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those of you that are here and those of you that have want to view this broadcast and many more, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCIMinistries.org. Amen. You can go to our website, www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. If you our website, we're on Facebook. Amen. Programs being viewed that are being recorded on Sundays. All right. Don't stop living. When you come to Christ, God wants you to continue to live, but He wants you to stop. Amen. Lying and gambling and shooting. Amen. And things that you know that will destroy people's lives. Amen. They want you to put your hope in Him, His word, His word. One of the prophets said, God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. You have to put Buddha down when you come to Christ. I don't care how much it costs. Amen. You bought that idol. Amen. You handed, maybe you had an idol in your house, a statue been handed down to grandfamily after grandfamily. Amen. But you can't keep it in your house. Amen. You got to take it out of the house. Amen. You might be wearing a necklace that you won. Amen. Through all kind of ungodly means. Clothes and shoes. God wants you to get rid of that. Amen. I know the Lord dealt with me by getting rid of music. Amen. Different things I had associated with in the service. And he said, no, you have to get that out. It brings memories. Ungodly memories. Amen. He wants you to have a clear out the closet. Amen. Get all those things out of the closet. Amen. Because it affects your mind and cause question. The enemy want to question. Amen. Your strength in God. So when things begin to get rough and tough, amen, and people begin to persecute you because of how you believe and what you believe, amen, then you know you're salt. You know you're salt. You know you, amen. When people don't want you around you anymore because why you believe and how you talk and things that you eat and you don't want to invest in hot food and steal and argue and, amen, and tell lies on people, you're salt. You're salt. That's what salt is about. That's what salt is about. Amen. You preserving. Amen. You power. You walking. You a walking powerhouse. Amen. Don't even know it. Amen. All right. All right. Plus one on your phone, brethren. Amen. This is your time. You don't want to hold up your time. We always open up to the studio because, amen, look like we might be able to take three or four. Amen. We're on time. Amen. Then we're always going to go into prayer. Amen. It's one thing it might stunt you a little bit. Amen. I was in a class in college with a gentleman. Amen. He become a Christian. We began to talk. He said, amen, I don't know what I'm going to do now because my job is going into the clubs. Amen. I'm a big marketing man. I go and set up these clubs and these events for these singers. Amen. And I get all type of cigarettes and alcohol, shirts, and everything. And I got a big salary. Amen. But now I'm in Christ. I don't know what to do. I don't know what kind of job I'm going to take. Amen. And we talked and prayed. Amen. He went out there. Amen. And he got out of it. He thought he could not leave that type of occupation, amen, that career, but he took his same skills and talent and education, amen, and got another better job, amen, marketing and different things, amen, and he can rest knowing that he's not going in there, amen, setting up ungodly means, amen. So God can help you when you come to Christ. He wants you to still keep your same career. Same job, same family, same home, same location. Amen. Same car, same truck. Amen. Pray over your food. Amen. Amen. But, you know, what people begin to see, they say, who you believe in now? What is your God name now? You start doing things. You start changing. Because you are salt. That's what salt does. Salt preserve people. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone here. We want to, this is your time. We have a beautiful question came out. We might have another one. We have another one. Amen. A question by someone. Amen. Concerning a Bible. We have many Bible scholars and students and believers. We have some young people here in Christ. Amen. Young in the Lord. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's not by age we're talking about. We're talking about when people accept Christ. When they accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. Amen. They begin to study up. Amen. Because the enemy wants to try to come after you. Amen. He wants to come after you in the Word. He wants to come after you in the Word. But you continue to pray. Amen. read a testimony while we're waiting here. Amen. I think we have, okay, like we might have, while we're waiting here. Amen. The King James Bible, we made a comment about the King James Bible. Amen. It's written on the fifth grade education. Amen. And it helps. King James did it in the 17th century. Amen. That everybody, common people, can read the Bible. Amen. He wanted common people to read the Bible in 1611. Amen. He wanted every common person to read the Bible in modern English. I know there are many other Bibles that try to get your King James Bible and make sure you go right along with the translations. Amen. If you feel you need it, get your Webster Dictionary and be careful. But there are some scriptures where they take out Jesus and God and amen. So if you want to grow spiritually, amen, you want to grow continuously. I know sometimes, amen, it seems good, but you want to know God, John 3:16, the gospel about how God came to the earth and how he walked around and how he gave his life, amen, that you can have life. And that's what John 3:16 is about, amen. It's not about denominations or churches. It's about life. God loves his people, and that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. He brought life. Adam and Eve is supposed to die. They're supposed to continue to live. Amen. But the fallen angel, amen, he brought disappointment to the family of God, that first family, the first husband and the first wife. Amen. He brought death to them. And death is separation from God. Amen. God will not allow them, amen, to be with him anymore, because he knew what they was involved in. And this is what the church is about. The church is about keeping you from evil as much as you know. Amen. The church, when they give you eternal life, then you become an ambassador for life giving, encouraging people, telling people, witnessing to people. Amen. Just by living sometimes. Living, amen, takes a lot. Amen. The criticism and people throw at you because we're human. And that's why God gave us the power, amen, to hold on to, amen, his name. But you're about life, and as you hear, amen, he wants you, your purpose is to stay in his will. His will is living for him. That's God's will. God's will is just living a righteous life, living a life of his commandments, of Jesus' teaching, studying, and telling people about God, and inviting them to come out to church. If you got a church home, amen, good, because you need to be among fellowship with people. Amen. That's why the world is so upset. They want to get together. They want to get together in groups. They want to get together in parks and clubs because they know that's what keeps them strong. So the same thing with God's people. We have to be associated. We have to assemble. Amen. And during our assembly and during our talking and praying, amen, it keeps us strong. Amen. So those of you that don't have assembly, don't have a house of prayer, consider that, because you need to have a constant place. It's good therapy. Good therapy to be among God's people. Jesus said, "Where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst." All right, we're going to open up the lines now for prayer, as we're going to pray for those that are sick, those that are, amen, having problems, amen, in worshiping, having problems trying to break away from their old lifestyle, in which it is possible. You can be born again and you're struggling, amen. Like Judas was walking with God, but he was struggling. Amen. And he finally sold out to money. He finally sold out. And you find many that have given their life to Christ, the actors and people that you know but they're still struggling, trying to hold on to the old lifestyle, and it's pulling them down. Amen. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for the backslider. We want to pray for those that are sick in the COVID-19. Pray for those in the hospital. Pray for those walking the street, being discouraged. Amen. And seeking God. Amen. And pardon of their sin. All right, you can press one on your phone now. We're going into prayer. We're going into prayer. We need, we usually try to take in three prayers if it's possible. Put a program in. All right, 561-6193 for prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we gather here today with a congregation of people. Lord, we're thanking you for being so kind, for keeping us every day and night. Lord, you brought me up out of the COVID. Thank you, Jesus. Only you could have done it. No idols, no nothing of form or fashion could have did it but you. And Lord, I thank you. I thank the churches. Thank everybody for their prayers. Thank you, Brother Poole, Bishop, you and Mother Poole, for y'all prayers for me. Thank my church, and I thank everyone that's under the sound of my voice, and the Holy Father and the Son. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We need another caller. First one on your phone. Amen. We take it in prayer now. You want to pray for those that are down in the absent, you know, that are sick, those that are going through trials and tribulation. Amen. We need you. Amen. Being God's will. And staying God's will is what? Following instructions. You know, many of us know how to drive, but when you get out on the highway, you got to need rules and regulations. Amen. We're still living. So God said, I want you to take my rules and regulation with you and live with that. You live on God's rules and regulation now. Amen. You become the salt. Amen. You're powerful. You're powerful. Amen. Just want to encourage you, continue. Continue. Amen. If you sing, if you write, if you pray, whatever you do in the community, on your job, your family, continue. Amen. You with God. Amen. Continue. Amen. You makes a difference. Amen. They might not say so, but you making a difference. They respect you for that. Amen. They stop cursing around you, telling jokes around you, stop gambling around you, and you're the salt. You're the salt. Amen. All right. We might be able to take one more prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord, we ask you to bless the listeners. Stretch your hand of deliverance, bind Satan on every part, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Psalms 134th division said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and be blessed of the Lord. God bless you for being with us, you and you and you and you. Amen. Lift up your hands. Amen. Praise God for the victory. If you still... you still holding up the bloodstained banner. Amen. Amen. You in God's will. You in God's will. God bless you. Bishop Poole, thanking you again. Bless you. I'm saying, yes, I'm saying.
Thank you.